Test 81, Section 3, Question 23. Now, this one says, which one describes a flaw? So we're looking for the problem with the argument. And it says, if a piece of legislation is the result of negotiation and compromise between competing groups, it will not satisfy anyone. Okay, so if it's compromise and negotiation, then nobody's happy. So we can see that the recently enacted trade agreement represents a series of compromises among the various groups because all these groups are unhappy. Okay, so this is just a bad if then. It's saying if it has compromises, then everyone's unhappy. And then it says everyone's unhappy, therefore it must have compromises. It's a bad if then. It goes backwards on the arrow. So A, draws a conclusion is merely a disguised restatement. No, it's not circular reasoning. B, concludes that a condition is necessary for a result merely because from a claim that a condition leads to that result. It's got the right parts, but I feel like that's kind of backwards. But we'll hold on to it. It does say necessary and sufficient conditions. So basically, yeah, I mean, it's good enough. I would take it. But relies on an understanding of a key term in a different way. It's not about the key term. Takes for granted that no piece of legislation can ever satisfy. Doesn't assume that. And then bases a conclusion on a particular case on a general principle. It's not about principles, so B is our correct answer. We really kind of knew that's probably what it was going to be going in. Anytime you see bad if then, you look for condition, necessary, sufficient stuff. So therefore, answer choice B is our correct one.